Today's scripture reading is Jeremiah 1, 1 through 10. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, one of the priests at Ithamar in the territory of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of
Judah,
and through the reign
Jehoiakim.
Of Jehoiakim, son of
Josiah,
king of Judah, down to the fifth month of the 11th year of
Zedekiah,
son of Josiah, king of Judah. When the people of Jerusalem went to exile, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you before you were born. I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." As
sovereign
Lord, I said, "I don't know how to speak. I am only a child." But the Lord said to me, Do not say, "I am only a child." You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant."
Pulled a dirty trick on Julia there by giving her a few fun verses to read with all those names that you would sweat over too, but you did a great job. Thank you, Julia. Thank you to all the children who have participated today. Up here you saw a couple of my daughters, Erin McLean and Becca McLean, and then Emily Medwood shared our announcements. Abby McLean shared our offering. And then Cameron, thank you to Cameron Buttonbush, Luke Medwood, Garrett Sacco, and then Julia Sacco for being up here and leading us. It's time when we get to see up front the children who are a blessing to work with in our children's ministry. It's also time to give them an opportunity to do something which otherwise they might think was not allowed. That is leading worship and being up in this pulpit and being able to participate in leading the worship of God at a gathering such as this. So thank you to all of you for participating. As we come to this scripture, let us pray. Lord God, we do thank you for this, your word, and as we hear it today, so may we be reminded of the ways that you have called us and the ways you are calling us. We may know you and know you more. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Never underestimate the power of days such as this when we have children up front and our youth get to participate and even to preach from time to time in our worship service. It was during one such occasion that God began to call me to the ministry. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about call. And so I thought it'd be a good day, especially being Children and Youth Sunday, to share with you something I've no doubt have said before, but maybe haven't shared with all of you, just how God calls us and how God has worked in my life. I found it's God's call is a matter of heart. That's what it was for me. I went to high school at a high school called High School of Engineering and Science. It gives you an idea of just what we learned. It was my best option. I grew up in West Mount Airy in the city, and my neighborhood school was Germantown High School. I wasn't going to go there. And I didn't want to go to Central because at that time, Central was still an all-boys school. And while I barely did any dating in my high school years, I didn't want to in eighth grade say I never would date in high school. So that's why I went to high school of engineering and science. Of course, then I thought I was going to be an engineer. That's what you did in that school, and that's where I was headed to be, and no doubt would have been okay at it. I was good at math and science in those days. But then God called me in a different way. It was through, after I became a Christian and going into my senior year of high school and becoming more involved in my church, and I was able to speak, give a testimony at a time in the church I grew up in, which was First Presbyterian Church in Germantown. And just some of the, no doubt, what they thought were just random comments afterwards about how well I did, and, oh, you should go into the ministry. But a few of those comments took hold, and they were like seeds that began to grow in a time when I was really trying to figure out what my future was. And that was how the call began to take root, the call to ministry. It wasn't a matter of what I was good at. Notice I said I was good at math and science. Notice I said in the past tense, it's no longer true. It was more a matter of what God had, the way God had formed me and led me, that led me to my call. Throughout this spring, we have been looking at call and looking at a number of the stories of call in the Bible. The reason we've been doing that, and today we look at the call of Jeremiah, one of the great prophets of Israel. The reason we've been doing that is so that we could see in our own lives the way God is calling us today. I shared with you briefly my story. Now, I'm a preacher, so that was a preacher's story. But all of us are called. It's not just people who are called to work in the church that have calls. Every one of us has a call. Wherever God calls us to spend our energy, wherever He calls us to do something new, whether it is as an occupation, a job, when you are considering those things, whether it is what that next step in your life is, a next step in a relationship, a next step in where you're going to live and who you're going to associate with, how you're going to invest your time, in what ways you're going to be involved in your church, in your community. All of that is call. And God is calling us all to something and has called us repeatedly to different things in our lives. Looking at these stories of call will help us hear God calling us today. We've noticed a lot of patterns. And here in this story of the call of Jeremiah, it fits in all the patterns of all the stories we have already looked at, whether Abraham or Moses, and now Jeremiah. In all of these things, God has called us. What Jeremiah adds out of all these call stories is God shows us in the call of Jeremiah as it's recorded for us in this book of Jeremiah. He shows us how God's call comes as a matter of the heart, in a personal way. You heard the story of Jeremiah. It's a very brief, no doubt, story. I'm sure there's much more that Jeremiah could give as a testimony, but it's the opening of a long book of prophecies. Jeremiah is one of the great prophets of Israel. He's called when he's young. As you heard in the scripture, as soon as God calls him to be a prophet to the nations, Jeremiah says in verse 6, "I do not know how to speak. I'm only a child." A child may be a little young, but he was a youth. He was probably no more than 20 years old. But he would be a prophet for many years. And through the end of the nation of Israel, as it was known then, just leading up to and through the destruction of the southern kingdom, the destruction of Jerusalem itself, he would be the prophet of those final kings, and through and even beyond the destruction itself. He lived a long time. He was young, and certainly compared to the other prophets when he was called. But God called him, and called him to be his prophet. There are a few things in this call as we have been looking at the other call stories as well that are the same, that are part of the whole pattern that of how God calls people. And while God may not be calling you to be a prophet to the nation, He may not be calling you to write the pages of Scripture, we find that God works the same way in all cases. There are certain ways that God works, as it's recorded by these very significant individuals, significant in the story of God's redemption. It may be a bit different for us, but the call is the same. Two things I'll point out where Jeremiah's call is just like the other calls, and then I'll focus on two ways and two new things we learn in this particular call story. First, we see that the call of God and our response to God's call is a process. When you heard this story told where God comes to the word of the Lord comes to Jeremiah in verse 4 of Jeremiah 1 saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." If you have been following along with the other call stories we've looked at, you'll recognize that that's a lot like Moses. When Moses is called through the burning bush back in the book of Exodus in chapter 3, Moses' response is to say, "I can't do that." He even says, "I'm not a good speaker." There's a lot more to that story. There's a lot more back and forth between Moses and God. But just as Jeremiah is not so sure he's up to the task that God is calling him to. We've seen this repeatedly, that our response to God's call is a process. It's a process of us learning to accept that call, questioning, doubting, wrestling with God as to whether I'm really called to do this or not. Whatever it might be, I'm not able to do it. You have the wrong person. And we see that this process goes back and forth, that God's response to Jeremiah here in this passage in verse 7 is to say, "Do not say, I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them." God enters into that process. Hearing God's call, responding to God's call is a process of wrestling, of doubting, of asking questions, and of God clarifying, continuing to repeat that call until we hear it clearly and are able to walk in it. It's all a process. We've seen that in every one of these calls. And it's also a partnership. God never calls, and we've seen this in all of the stories, God never calls without also going with the one He calls. He called Abraham to go to the promised land, and "I will go with you." He called Moses to go down and command Pharaoh to release my people. "I will go with you." Jesus calls the disciples to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, and "Behold, I am with you always." And to Jeremiah, who is not sure he is up to it, he says in verse 8, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you." And then in the verses following that, in verse 9, "The Lord reached out His hand and touched my mouth and said to me, 'Now I have put my words in your mouth.'" It's a wonderful thing that whenever God calls us, to whatever He calls us, He always gives whatever we need and promises to be with us even as we do whatever He has called us to do. It's part of the pattern, the way God works, the way God calls, and the way He follows through on that call. Those are the two ways in which this story just copies and mirrors all the other call stories we've looked at. There are two ways here in this particular story that are new to understanding how God calls and the way this story focuses on them. First, it's a very personal call. Those opening verses, opening words of God in verse 4. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." God is the one who has formed us. He is the one who calls us. And before we do anything, He has already appointed us to whatever He will call us to. Sometimes we think the way God works with us is we just go on our business, and then suddenly God comes into our life and begins to call us to do things. The truth is, He was working far before we even existed, when we were, as we say, nothing more than a twinkle in our mother's eye. This verse, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart," is one of the verses that we look at to say that life in the womb is important. That God calls us even while we are still, even before we even exist in our mother's womb. This is one of those verses we point to when we talk about abortion, which is another sermon, another direction. Worth pointing out that this is something that says God is the one who is at work making us from the very beginning, even before He forms us and calls us. And our call is part of the way He forms us. We are made for whatever God calls us to. We are shaped from the very beginning to be whatever God calls us to be. There's a very good book, and this is more about searching for your vocation, by Parker Palmer, called Let Your Life Speak. It's a book that helps you to figure out what it is that God has called you to do with your life in some of the bigger senses in which we think of that. And it's one of those books that almost it's worth it just for the title, Let Your Life Speak. You want to know what God is calling you to, in the way He wants you to be involved, whether it's in a job, a vocation, a career, or whether it's how you live in your community, or in your church, or in any sense. Let your life speak. For God is the one who has formed you as who you are. He has given you certain abilities, a certain heart. He is the one who has shaped you, even before you were in your mother's womb. And let that life that God has created speak. And there you will see your call. That call begins far earlier. It's not about a puzzle. It's not a puzzle to figure out the secret, to crack the code, so to speak. But the more we learn about ourselves, the more we learn about our life, the more we learn about our life in Christ, the more we'll see what it is that God has called us to, the way He has called us to live, those particular things He is calling us to do at this moment, in this day. Frederick Buechner, the Christian writer, has a famous definition of what your call is. Your call or your vocation is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meets. You want to sense what it is that God is calling you to. Where is it that your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger, which is what you see, meets? Our call grows out of who we are. God has formed us to be what He has made us to be. And our call, whatever it is into at this time, grows out of that life that He has created. The more you know your life in God, the more you will see that call. Jeremiah was set apart before he was born, even before he was formed in the womb, set apart to be a prophet to the nations. It never was about whether Jeremiah could speak. It never was about how old he was. It was simply about the fact that God chose him and appointed him to be His prophets. One other thing that we can say about call, and this reflects, this connects with Jeremiah's life. So as much as our response is a process, and as much as God is our partner in our call, and it's a personal call that comes to us, it grows out of who we are as a person, the call of God is also not permanent. The call of God changes throughout our lives. What He calls us to will be different at different stages of our life. This week I got to go to a couple of award ceremonies for my daughters. And I always like hearing the student speakers speak. They talk about what they've been through that year, about the, whatever the next step is, the next school, the next grade. It makes me remember back when I was asking those same questions. What do I want to be when I grow up? What do I want to study? All the fears and anxieties that we have in school. We often tend to treat not only what we will do as a career when we're young, but also what we are called into by God as a one-time thing. That I want to be this when I grow up, and that's all I'm going to be. And those days of having one career and keeping that through your life, those days are pretty much over. The chances are kids today will have multiple careers, multiple job areas in which they will work through their lives. Things have changed. That call, that what am I going to do when I grow up is no longer just one answer. They will have many answers over the course of their lives. The same way, the call of God, what is God calling me to? It's not just a one-time thing either. God may be calling you to work in your current occupation right now and where you've been for so many years. God may have called you to live in your neighborhood where you are now. But the day may come when that call will come to do something different. God's call is not permanent. God's call changes over time. Jeremiah was given the call to call Israel back to faithfulness in God. And failing that, because they didn't return, his call was then to call to prophesy the destruction of the nation and the exile of the people of God because of their sins. His call then became looking forward beyond that to the day when God would do a new thing and bring in a new covenant, which became true and actual in Jesus Christ. The same way, the way God is calling you may change. Maybe different than what it was, and maybe different in years to come. But it's always God who is calling. Our call comes out of who God has made us. Our call comes from the God Himself who has made us. Our call comes in order to bring glory to that God. In all the ways He has called us, in all the times, in all the places. And our response is to respond and say, "Yes, Lord," and to trust in His leadership. Do that with whatever way God is calling you today, whether you're young or old. Amen.